make no trouble for that man. Emmett was never sorry, not for being a teen from Chicago South Side, for walking with a limp, for having a small speech impediment, or being large for his age. Emmett was never sorry for being an engaging, beautiful, brown young boy, well-liked, intelligent, adventurous, and like a Nazi, a bit of a trickster. Why would one think he was sorry? Product of a loving mother, close family, community, friends. This is not the picture of a sorry human being. He was everything and more that he was expected to be, ever could have been, ever could be. When he boarded a train to visit family down south. But at 14 years of age, at his height, his build, and his education, Emmett posed a threat, a mini weapon of mass destruction, a little brown terrorist threatening the virtue and sanctity of highly held Southern moral values. Emmett was a threat, a dusky-skinned Northern missile aimed at seducing and sexing the sacred battleground in between little pink girls' legs, a coffee-colored provocateur. Troublemaker made to rile up his Southern brethren's lofty ambitions for equal opportunity, fair treatment, and equal protection under the law. An egg plant painted provocateur comes to coerce creamy Caucasian maidens with this chunky chocolate candy while simultaneously sowing the seeds of Southern dissolution. Today's terrorists can strike at any time, at any place, and with virtually any weapon. Yeah! Emmett had to have been a threat from a sophisticated sleeper cell, the melanated Manchurian candidate waiting to be turned loose in Money, Mississippi. But they were ready. They were ready, a well-regulated militia necessary to the security of their state, a coalition of the willing prepared for a preemptive attack on an alleged enemy. The boogeyman! Don't make no trouble for that.